Sharon,
yeah,
Harvest Tech. Okay. Send Sharon again.
I got you. Yeah, I got you, Sharon, and I just wanted to comment on that myself. I agree with Julie's approach on that. I just wanted to point out that it's just for those who may be listening, it's not the committee that's causing the delay. It's the fact that we're not getting the budgets from the units to evaluate. So, you know, it's not us slowing that process down. It's the fact that, you know, we just got this budget. And so, you know, we're reviewing it as soon as we get it, and we're possibly going to make a decision here to review it in a couple more weeks so we can be prudent and have more people have a chance to look at it and get that a little closer and maybe get some actual numbers in it to improve our perspective. But, yeah, and then that's what we will be doing is looking at it. And especially I assume next year we'll be looking at the performance of the budgets more closely. That complete what you're thinking, Julie? Somebody's got an open mic and got some.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Sorry.
That.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
It's me. And I'm muted now.
No worry. Okay, Sharon.
Yes. I just want to say, Julie, you 100% convinced me. You're absolutely right. Budgets aren't supposed to have actuals. So I would like to vote on this budget tonight.
Okay.
Alan for the SAC.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just really worried that we would, when you say the budget is a plan, how can we routinely just pass a plan that's deficit? I mean, where are we going to get money? Because who has it? Who has it? I mean, I hope two people donate to RVs to the station tomorrow, because that'd be a couple $100,000 maybe. But I'm just really worried if we all pass deficit budgets, and I don't think the affiliates can make up the difference. So,
I think the answer. I think the answer in this case, Teresa, is that this is a worst, as we just discussed, this is a worst case scenario budget that's based on not making a move. But if they make the move, they can save upwards of $140,000, and that would make it a non-deficit budget. So I think that's the answer, the best answer that we have for that question.
Come out of the stack.
Thanks, Matt.
Just for clarity, the move would impact basically the last quarter of this fiscal 23 budget, and then all of what would become or what would be in the works now, the fiscal 24 budget. So you don't get the full 144K impact in this one. Yeah.
Understood. Would this budget actually come into the black if we did that in the last quarter? Would that be enough to remove the deficit?
I think there's a few. Well, we've got the expenses baked in right now for the move at $50,000. So you're talking about $15,000-$20,000. Not quite. You wouldn't make up the full 115. I think it might be cut it in half.
I see that, yeah. But
and I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, may I ask another question?
Yeah, if we can get whoever has the open mic to mute. Somebody's moving things around.
That might have been me. Yeah, that was Jerry.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No worries, Jerry. Thank you. Go ahead.
James, is there anything in this budget that includes the Pacifica election?
I did see election costs in this budget.
Okay.
They weren't very much. Jerry, can you speak to that or Kamau?
I saw it also, and Kamau had to speak to it a little better. I don't know why it's as low as it is, except that there was some question about the elections overall. I'd like to make a comment, if I may, so I guess I need to ask me on the staff.
Sure, but let me just also say that I think that low figure, I think it was $65, I guess times 12, which is still ridiculously low, but maybe that was based on some idea that we weren't having an election this year, which we now know that we are. So perhaps that's a partial explanation, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I'd like to say that this is kind of like beyond a worst case budget in terms of it being the deficit budget, because it also does not include the new strategies that we've implemented in terms of making off-air fundraising efforts that are actually currently underway.
The concerts in the venue, right? The concerts in the venue? The
concerts
in the venue when you move?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and then there are expanded media sponsorship presence here. That's not reflected in this yet, but those are underway. We're expanding that also. We've got the new sponsorship technique that I mentioned that we're using for other events, also not in this budget as additional revenue. So this is the worst case budget in terms of the deficit, because those things are not credited yet.
I'm going to ask Stephanie a question now. Stephanie, I know that you have said that you're working on the 24 budgets as you work to assist the stations in getting the 23 budgets finally out. Is that something you've started with at PFW? And would, if we take another couple of weeks, are you going to be spending some of that time working on the 24 budget for PFW, or have you gotten to that point, or are you working elsewhere at the moment?
I have gotten to that point because I needed to create and submit a projected 2024 budget for the CPB grant, which was submitted yesterday. So I do have very rough and draft spreadsheets by looking at past budgets, current to date actuals, and then projecting out from there.
Good.
So for all the stations already.
Yeah, that's good. Were there any other questions? And if no other questions, I'm going to ask for somebody to make a motion. Any other questions? Jerry, I actually have one more question, and we kind of skipped by it. I had specifically asked you about the collaborations between WBAI and PFW. How's that going? Is that working? Is that, and I don't know if it's intended to raise any money, but has it raised any money doing that?
It has not, but that's because it's thus far not intended to raise money. There have been some discussions about fundraising collaborations, but right now we're just collaborating on news and some programming. Again, Garland Nixon is also in sometimes on air in New York at WBAI and also at K in Los Angeles. So not necessarily fundraising, but the PRA fundraising that we're doing locally is working exceedingly well.
And I must admit, I must say that I do like the 5 minute at the top of the hour, the 5 minutes of news that we're getting from PFW. That's nice to hear.
And we're quite proud of it also here.
Yeah, it sounds good. Does anyone have a motion? It can be either to vote on this budget now or to let it go for a couple more weeks.
Go ahead.
I can
I heard you first. Yeah, it doesn't matter what order we do it in. Go ahead, Beth.
I move that we wait to vote on this budget. I move that we consider this budget again in 2 weeks' time.
Paul, do you have that?
Yes, I'll read it. The motion is to consider this budget again in 2 weeks.
Okay, would you take the roll, please?
Maybe we might want to say do it again at the next meeting, which is more specific.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Is that okay?
I was even thinking if we made the next meeting 3 weeks away, we would know what the result of that the move plans might be.
Okay.
But I think that would disrupt our entire schedule. What are your feelings about that, R. Paul?
Something else could come up too. I mean, you know, it has worked for years to have this thing galumphing along the second and fourth Tuesday. So the next meeting is scheduled for May 23rd. If you want to push it off to May 30th, I suppose we could try that, but I don't know about that.
All right, why don't we stick with the meeting schedule as is, and, you know, we'll see how the move is coming along on the 23rd. Beth?
I'm content to change the wording to consider this budget again at the next meeting and not tie us to a specific date.
Okay. Good point.
I do think that trying to hold any kind of meeting on May 30th, you're going to run into, I don't even know when Memorial Day lands this year, but you know, you'll get fewer people out if you try to schedule it then. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so R. Paul, do we need to do an amendment, or can we just say we're still crafting the motion?
I already suggested it. The motion at this point seems to read, to consider this budget again at the next meeting. Why don't we, to consider the WPFWF, let's write more words.
There you go.
To consider the WPFWFY draft FY23 budget again at the next meeting.
I'm content with that.
That's why we pay you the big bucks, R. Paul. Okay. Any further discussion on that? R. Paul, can you take the roll?
Maybe
ask if there's objection.
Yeah, good point. Any objection? No, I thought there would be. Okay, hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. Very good. Okay.
All right,
Jerry,
well,
I
was going to object, but it's okay. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, you can object if you want.
Yeah, put me on record as objecting.
Okay.
I won't insist that you do a roll call.
Okay. Could I just say?
I'm sorry, R. Paul.
if we want to do a vote, we can go to a vote. And I think since somebody said they object, maybe the chair would like us to go to a vote, because that would be
Let's do that. I know Sharon had some reservations. Let's go to a vote.
Okay, always doing this one-handed doesn't work. Okay.
No, don't have a vote on my account. I thought Julie was objecting. It's not.
Yeah, well, Julie
I don't
did
have
object. And, okay, understood. Thank you, though. But let's do it anyway. We had an objection. We'll take a vote.
Okay. Oh, just hit myself with the phone. All right. The motion is uncopyable. There, now it goes. God, I have got a keyboard that's deciding to die on me. Okay, the motion is to consider the WPFW draft FY23 budget again at the next meeting. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen.
Allen is going to say pass.
Sharon Adams.
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Jamal Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden. Dawn Kelly McPherson. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay, going back. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Okay, 5-4, 2 against.
Very good. So we'll pick this up again at our next meeting. And that brings us to Stephanie's executive director report. Stephanie, you can take as much or as little of the 30 minutes we have allocated. I think from our pre-meeting conversation, you don't have that much to say, but go ahead and give it a whirl.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say, but I just wanted to let everybody know that we successfully submitted a grant for to the CPB for fiscal year 24. It was due yesterday evening, and it was submitted yesterday morning, and we received confirmation email from CPB this morning that they did indeed receive the grant. So word, we'll hear from them. If they have any questions, they will reach out to me within the next month or two if they need any clarification on anything, and then there should be some sort of further conversations in July and August, and any sort of announcements made in October.
I have a question for you, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say well done. And how did that go? I think you said it was sent out at 5 a.m. this morning.
It was yesterday morning. Yeah.
Yesterday morning. So how did that all go?
It was like 500 and some odd pages. But there are quite a few exhibits, and so I knew it wasn't an electronic grant process, which often most foundations now, you submit everything, you write the grant online through forms that they provide. But this was actually just a PDF fill-in with quite a few exhibits that were required that you had to create and then attach. So I knew that we were going to have quite a few exhibits that would be too large to be able to attach to an email. So I wanted to make sure that I just had everything done early or finished by Sunday, or actually Saturday. So then if there were issues with emailing the attachments, then I could, you know, figure out what to do with that. So all the exhibits were just attached and uploaded to WeTransfer and then sent that link to CPB. And then I did receive notification that they were able to download all of those. But it was a great eye-opener to the extent that there are quite a few just basic things that we as a foundation just need to put together that we should be able to have easy access to. You know, for example, they needed floor plans of all of the facilities and pictures of every room within that floor plan, lists of all of our equipment, all of the programs on every station's grid with descriptions of those. So there were certain things that we just didn't have. And so it was a great, it was a good eye-opener as to certain things that we need to implement at each station. So we do have a development, usually every place I've worked before, we have just a basic development library. So we have, you know, the wording for a mission statement, the wording for our history, the wording for our bylaws or DEI, our, you know, images, photos, key personnel. And it's a place where you can go and just pull that information as you need it. And then implement that and put that into your grants, not cutting and pasting, but at least you have the basics. One of the things I was very excited to see, because it required a lot of screenshots of our websites and web addresses and proof that we're, you know, have certain things up on the air. And WPFW, I was very excited to see, has an actual page on their website that is just a CPB page. And you go to it and it lists CAB members, LSC members, links to the meetings and minutes and staff. And it was very, very helpful. So once I saw that, and I believe also WBAI had the same thing. So it was once I saw that, it was like, you know what, we need to implement this at all of our, you know, on all of our websites. So that was, so I have a very long checklist of things that we need to put into place. And I'll share those with the GMs and such. And we'll get all of our ducks in a row so we have all that information on hand. So even if it's something that the CPB says no, the positive thing is that we are now in their radar. They know that we're interested and willing to work with them as we move forward, and we'll be able to have, you know, a linked
to the inside, where we have someone now that is assigned to the grant, and we'll be able to have conversations with them on what we need to do moving forward. It's also very imperative, one thing that we don't have, and I know that people, you know, have been asking for this for a long time, is just the ratings. We have some stations that, well, we don't have any stations at this point, actually, that are subscribed to Nielsen's or the Research Radio Consortium. So a lot of the how they determine their funding is we paid to get our coverage area for each of the stations and a contour map, and then compared that with the census, most recent census, for people that are in the areas that we serve. And what we needed to figure out the number of people in those areas, compare that to the number of listeners we have, and compare that to the money that's raised from our listeners. And if we don't have those adequate number of our listeners, and we needed to give ratings for the last six-month periods in the last 2 years, and then the most recent 3 to 6 months. So without having those adequate numbers, I was just able to, some people had some historical documents from the last couple of years. Michael Novick was able to provide me with a very wide range of ratings that went back to 2019. But we didn't have that for everybody. And I called some of the places that we used to get ratings from, but we owe them money, so I couldn't get anything from them. Reached out to some of the other stations or affiliates as well to see if anybody could pull ratings for us, and that wasn't able to be done. So I was able to find some ratings for some of our stations that used to subscribe to Nielsen, and I was able to pull some of those ratings online, but they, you know, weren't everything that we needed. So that's very important as we move forward. So I left a note, you know, and part of one of the narratives during that section in the grant was to, you know, tell the people at CPD that we need to, you know, I said that we've had a lot of, you know, some financial issues in the past, and we've made a lot of cuts in our expenses. And one of those cuts were ratings with a lot of the stations and membership into those services. So we don't have the accurate numbers that they need, but I gave them everything that I could find and everything that we had, and then just told them, you know, hopefully we can work together to try to determine and cross-reference that with our contour map. So it was, you know, again, a very good experience to determine what we need to do as a foundation to get everything all together and make this whole grant writing process easier for all of us by putting together a good development library.
Our Paul for stat?
Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay. I have basically two questions. One, you said, mentioned the CPB grant. Do you mean that? What you mean is we applied to CPB for membership. That was our membership application you sent out.
No, it was the grant is for the CG, this community service grant, the CSG. So it's the CSG grant through CPB for fiscal year 24. So in order, it's all combined. So you apply for that grant, and while you're doing that, there's an application for current people that are that have received funding in this past year. And then there's other forms that you fill out for people that have not received funding. So it's
okay. So, but we have applied for membership, right?
Well, it's not like membership, but you apply for the grant and you get the grant if you qualify. If you're filling up, if you're doing everything that they need you to do for the CSG grant.
All right. So it's a semantic thing. The application for the grant is what we've been talking about for the past couple of years. Okay.
Right.
The other thing is, you're saying that we're not getting the Nielsen's?
No.
Because I am seeing, where is it? Somewhere I have recently received an email from the WBAI general manager of what looks like a bill for them going into the next couple of years. And, of course, searching for it right now as I'm sitting here is not going to work, I'm sure. But anyway, I've I'm puzzled by this because I think I'm seeing a reference to us at BAI getting that. Tell you what I'll do instead of us talking about it now. I will, after the meeting, find the email and forward it to you, and you can clarify it for me, okay?
Yeah, it'd be great. Thank you.
I'd like to know that, too.
Sharon, for the staff, please.
Yeah, if you could share that with the whole committee, that would be great. Sharon, I'm going to ask a real quick question.
Well, okay.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, Sharon. Thank you, Arpal.
Well, it's on a different subject. So if your question is about the CPD grant, why don't you ask it? But because mine's on a different subject.
Yeah, it was on the CPD area. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. Stephanie, I think, you know, when Arpal was asking, are we applying for membership or are we applying for the grants? When we were backing out of CPB, when they were backing us out of it, they enabled us, for example, to keep our music licensing with them, even though they had declared we were no longer eligible for the grants. But I think, believe now, since we're applying as a new entity, as a new member, does that mean if we get these grants or if we, if we're found eligible, do we need to be found eligible in order to get the music licensing, or could we do that possibly separately by becoming a member but not qualifying for the grants?
You have to qualify for the requirements as listed to CPB. So by us falling out of the grade, out of grace, we needed to go in as somebody brand new and fill up all of their be able to say that we're doing everything that they recommend. And then once you're in, then you can apply for different types of grants. So I get a lot of emails from them saying, oh, we have funding for this, or we have funding for that, we have funding for this, but you have to be in good standing with CPB in general. And then from that, you can break it down and apply for additional grants if you also then qualify for the community service grants. So it's like you get in the big picture, and then you get access to a bunch of other things.
Got it. Thank you for that. Sharon.
Okay, thanks. Because like I said, this is a different subject, but I'm just following up because our business manager has been trying to get an update on our banking documents, and the bank cannot complete the documents correctly because Pacifica officers' names on the California Secretary of State filings are incorrect. And so, Stephanie, it's something that needs to be done and filed with the California Secretary of State. It's not that difficult. I mean, it's just relatively straightforward filing. So I'm just going to offer to help you if you would like with that. It's something that we really need to have done, though, right now to clarify the situation with the bank accounts.
I saw the email from Maria this morning with the attachment of the names that need to be changed. So we will get a letter from the current secretary of the PNB stating that the names that need to be changed on that form are, we need something signed by her making those changes, which will be simple because we've had to do that before. So
okay.
I did see that email today from Maria. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I mean, she sent it a month ago also, but that's why she asked me to follow up. So I'm following up. Also then the second thing is an urgent request for review and execution of the KPFA's Monterey translator, which has also been sent previously urgently. And I'm wondering if there's a status update on the review of the contract for that Monterey translator.
I haven't heard anything from our counsel regarding the reviewing of that contract, but both he, myself, and John is also sending him reminders to review that because I know that's imperative as well.
It is imperative, and it would be nice if that was taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are my questions.
Thank you, Sharon. Is there anybody else?
Beth, on another topic?
Go ahead. It's not really another topic. We're still in the executive director report.
Excuse me?
Go ahead, Beth.
What?
I said never mind. Just go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to ask about today's PRA emergency fund drive and what news we have from that regarding the execution relative to difficulties we've had in the past, and whether we know yet how much we know about the result, whether we're getting much of a response, and also regarding the programming and premium, were those updated as we've said in the past that it was necessary to refresh those offerings?
I do not have an update on the amount of money that was raised, and the date had for the fundraiser had been pushed back another week, but then some of the general managers had asked that they go back to the date of doing it today, because that way it wouldn't interfere with any fund drives that were already scheduled, even though WPFW was in their fund drive, they were already in their fund drive. But so I think that today WBAI, WPFW, and KPFK were all doing it today, but I'm not too sure if A or T will work on it, might run it also next week. So there was an update with the, they did have new premiums, and so I don't know exactly what was in those, but Mark did create, and he and his staff did create some new premiums for that, but I don't have the numbers of how much was raised, but I'm sure Mark, I'll talk with him tomorrow and see how it went.
Thank you.
I can speak to it operationally. This is Jerry to the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry. I was hoping you were still here because we talked about that a little bit earlier. Go ahead.
Yes. It actually went fairly well operationally in terms of how we were able to integrate the PRA pledge drive within our own pledge drive. We switched over. I was on site this morning for the switch from our local programming to the PRA programming at 9 a.m. And it was well received because actually WPFW uses a lot of PRA content in our regular pledge drives. So the way that Mark pitched the drive kind of resonated with our audience, because they recognized the material and they just now are realizing that that's how it's sourced to WPFW and to them, because we offer, for instance, we always offer the Voices thumb drive. So it kind of resonated, and I did get some feedback from Mark. He was saying that they were getting a lot of calls from the DMV, the DC, Maryland, Virginia, listening area. So it appears to have worked, and at little cost, if you will, to WPFW, because typically on our first week of pledge drive, that first Tuesday is a little slow to begin with anyway. So it seems to have worked.
Thank you.
Teresa with a question.
Teresa, just let me check. Was there anybody else on the stack? I don't think so.
Yes, come out of the stack.
I'm so sorry. You did
ahead.
Ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
So let's go come out and Teresa.
My question is for Stephanie. Stephanie, we had this is unrelated to CPV, but we had a discussion at our finance committee meeting last night regarding the bank accounts. I think at one point this committee determined that, or at least suggested that, you were going to be able to obtain access, if not full access, a read-only or view-only access to all the station's bank accounts. Where do we stand with that currently?
Markeisha is able to have you only access to everything, so that's fine. And then when I make reports to the PNB regarding what's in the accounts on a week, you know, when I give them the cash on hand. Either I get those numbers from Markeisha or I just reach out and the business managers give me that information via the phone.
All righty, that tells it. Thank you.
Yeah, let me just chime in and say that's a great development. I'm so glad to hear that. Very good. Okay, and now it was Sharon, I think.
No, it was Teresa.
Teresa, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time collecting my thoughts. I'm thinking, did the thought leave my head? I guess. So my question is, Stephanie, if KPFT did not decide to go with the live, it's not going to be live when it's on KPFT. They're going to play some sort of recording, or how's that going to be done? Are they going to come do a separate live archives pledge drive or drive on KPFT?
Yes, to my knowledge, these are actually things that Mark has been working out with the stations. So, I mean, with an email that we're going back and forth, on Sunday, you know, he was saying, you know, I think they were talking at that point about moving it to the 15th, because then also Mark was adding into some of the premiums as I'm looking through some of these emails, like little highlight reels with Harry Belafonte, also having some things with Rory Tuchman, who recently passed away at KPFT. But
okay,
the general managers were asking, for example, I and W and K will stick with the 9th. And then we'll discuss A and T for the 15th. So logistically, I honestly do not know how they do that or what they will do. And it might be recorded programming, and then Mark will do live pitches. But that's up to him to work out with general managers.
Okay. Thank you for that. We are rapidly coming upon our time certain. And I just want to get a sense that we do have one more item on the agenda, and I'm going to ask our Paul if he thinks we could do that item justice within a few minutes, or what do you estimate we would need to take care of that?
I have no way of knowing how long that's going to take. It's very hard to gauge how the NFC is going to talk about any one given item. It could go on a bit. And there are some questions in this. In the email body, I did point out some of the questions. So I don't know if people want to wait another couple of weeks to look at it. Maybe that's an idea. Up to the committee, I suppose. In other words, I don't know that we could do it in 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, I didn't think we could do it in 2 minutes. I was wondering if there was any sense that we should extend. I have to admit, I myself am tired.
Okay.
I'm not of a mind to extend, but I'm throwing it out for anybody else to comment. Hearing none, it's 10:15 now. Stephanie, did you have anything more to add, or does anybody have any other questions for Stephanie?
When will we know about the CPB grant?
Not until September, October.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other question, it is 10:15. I'm going to declare that we are adjourned as per our time certain.
Thank you all. Very productive meeting.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie. Great report. And thank you, Jerry, very much. Thanks for being here. Thanks for staying with us to the end of the meeting. Appreciate
it.
Thank
you, everybody. Wonderful.
Thanks,
meeting.
Jerry.
Good night, all.
Thanks.
Thanks
good night.
Stephanie and Fred for streaming our meeting. Good night, all.